Two-Bit took a long drag on his cigarette. Johnny slouched and hooked his thumbs in his pockets, and I stiffened. We can look meaner than anything when we want to. Looking tough comes in handy. Two-Bit put his elbow on Johnny's shoulder. Who you calling bums? Listen, greasers, we got four more of us in the back seat. Then pity the back seat, Two-Bit said to the sky. If you're looking for a fight, Two-Bit cocked an eyebrow, but it only made him look more cool. You mean if I'm looking for a good jumping, you outnumber us, so you'll give it to us? Well, he snatched up an empty bottle, busted off the end, and gave it to me. Then reached in his back pocket and flipped out his switchblade. Try it, pal. No, Cherry cried. Stop it. She looked at Bob. We'll ride home with you. Just wait a minute.
Why? Two-Bit demanded. We ain't scared of them.
Cherry shuddered. I can't stand fights. I can't stand them. I pulled her to one side. I couldn't use this, I said, dropping the pop bottle. I could never cut anyone. I had to tell her that, because I'd seen her eyes when Two-Bit flicked out his switch. I know, she said quietly, but we better go with them. Pony boy, I mean, if I see you in the hall at school or someplace and don't say hi, well, it's not personal or anything, but...
I know, I said.
We couldn't let our parents see us with you all. You're a nice boy and everything.
It's okay, I said, wishing I was dead and buried somewhere, or at least that I had on a decent shirt. We aren't in the same class. Just don't forget that some of us watch the sunset, too.
She looked at me quickly. I could fall in love with Dallas Winston, she said. I hope I never see him again, or I will. She left me standing there with my mouth dropped open, and the blue Mustang vroomed off. We walked on home, mostly in silence. I wanted to ask Johnny if those were the same Sosias that had beaten him up, but I didn't mention it. Johnny never talked about it, and we never said anything.
Well, those were two good-looking girls if I ever saw any,
Two-Bit yawned as we sat down on the curb at the vacant lot. He took a piece of paper out of his pocket and tore it up. What was that?
Marsh's number. Probably a phony one, too. I must have been out of my mind to ask for it. I think I'm a little soused.
So he had been drinking. Two-Bit was smart. He knew the score.
Y'all going home? He asked.
Not right now, I said. I wanted to have another smoke and to watch the stars. I had to be in by 12, but I thought I had plenty of time.
I don't know why I handed you that busted bottle, Two-Bit said, getting to his feet. You'd never use it.
Maybe I would have, I said. Where are you headed?
Gonna go play a little snooker and hunt up a poker game. Maybe get rip-roaring drunk. I don't know. See y'all tomorrow.
Johnny and I stretched out on our backs and looked at the stars. I was freezing. It was a cold night, and all I had was that sweatshirt. But I could watch stars in sub-zero weather. I saw Johnny's cigarette glowing in the dark and wondered vaguely what it was like inside a burning ember. It was because we're greasers, Johnny said, and I knew he was talking about Cherry. We could have hurt her reputation.
I reckon, I said, wondering if I ought to tell Johnny what she had said about Dallas.
Man, that was a tough car. Mustangs are tough.
Big-time Sosias, all right, I said, a nervous bitterness growing inside me.
It wasn't fair for the Sosias to have everything.
We were as good as they were. It wasn't our fault we were greasers.
I couldn't just take it or leave it like Two-Bit, or ignore it and love life anyway like Soda Pop, or harden myself beyond caring like Dally, or actually enjoy it like Tim Shepard. I felt the tension growing inside of me, and I knew something had to happen or I would explode. I can't take much more. Johnny spoke my own feelings. I'll kill
kill myself or something. Don't, I said, sitting up in alarm. You can't kill yourself, Johnny. Well, I won't, but I gotta do something. It seems like there's gotta be some place without greasers or socias, with just people, plain, ordinary people.
Out of the big towns, I said, lying back down. In the country. In the country.